and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There are worries that tariffs on China may mean higher prices for you. But Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told Face the Nation China is likely to absorb much of the tariffs on its goods and says two big retailers told him they won't pass along tariff costs to their customers.
Home Depot and Amazon said they're not.
Amazon aren't where you go for your back to school shopping. When you buy your jeans, when you buy your crayons.
I don't know about you, but I do it online at Amazon.
The Atlantic hurricane season begins today. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
NOAA officials predict a 60% chance of an above-average hurricane season this year, with 3 to 5 major hurricanes.
The season runs through November 30th. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz on who's going to the NBA Finals.
The Pacers dominated down the stretch to beat the Knicks in Game 6 of the East Finals Saturday night, 125-108, advancing to the NBA Finals for just the second time in franchise history.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The House budget bill would reform environmental permitting in Wisconsin and nationwide, potentially streamlining the process and reducing litigation. Here's Brent Pivido.
Under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, large projects with the potential to affect the environment must complete environmental assessments or impact statements. This includes all federal agencies and impacts private development projects that need federal permits. The new provision would create an expedited review process for a fee of 25% on top of the usual cost of a NEPA review. Thomas Hockman with the Foundation for American Innovation says the new rule would also shield projects from NEPA-related litigation.
There are quotes from folks like outgoing EPA General Counsel, who say 90% of the details in a NEPA review are purely there for litigation proofing the document. You can imagine if you only need 10% of the details in that environmental impact statement because you know that you are not at risk of litigation, that is almost certainly a radically faster timeline.
In court, federal agencies have an 80% success rate on appeal, and their environmental reviews are not often changed through litigation. One study of NEPA reviews shows solar energy projects face the highest litigation rate. Frequent litigation was also seen with pipelines, transmission lines, and wind energy projects. Despite shortening the process, Hockman says the reforms may also make projects subject to shifting political agendas.
If you let each administration determine what the cost is and also spend time determining what the cost should be, you could potentially see differences in treatment. So, you know, maybe a Republican administration drags their feet and puts out a really high cost for a wind project that's going through an environmental impact statement. Maybe a Democratic administration does the same for a pipeline that's going through an environmental impact statement.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Brett Pivito. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Revenge for Rhys Hoskins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Phillies wrap up their series today at Citizens Bank Park. A full recap this evening. Yesterday, the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins with a pair of 3-run homers against his former team, the Phillies, leading Milwaukee to a 17-7 win in Philadelphia. The Brewers knocked the Phillies starter, Jesus Luzardo, out of the game by early in the fourth inning. Manager Pat Murphy after the win.
I mean, he's got great stuff. He's a guy that we would love to have. You know, anybody in baseball would love to have him. He's one of the great ones in the game. His stuff is tremendous. We did have a good plan against them, and, you know, we executed, and we're playing with a lot more freedom, and that freedom creates some special things, so we put it all together.
NBA, the Indiana Pacers, the team that ended the Bucks season early in the playoffs, are headed to the finals. They knocked out the Knicks 125-108 last night in Indy to take the Eastern Conference Championship 4-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny, but smoky skies overhead for today, and cool as well. Highs of the lower 60s. A southeast wind will develop this afternoon. It'll be light. Tonight, a few clouds, lower 50s. Sunshine, smoky Monday, and upper 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
This is Jill Schlesinger. May is Military Appreciation Month, and I know how much I appreciate the military. I married into a military family. I hear from so many members of the military, and Navy Federal Credit Union wants us to celebrate those who go above and beyond for us every day. If you're active duty, a veteran, or part of a military family, you're eligible to join. At Navy Federal Credit Union, the members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high-adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Stand by for the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Be on in just a moment. We're on till high noon. The music of the stars on civicmedia.us.
Big news. Find new lower prices at Amazon Fresh, every aisle, every day. Plus, Prime members get free delivery on your first three online orders now through June 30th. Terms apply. Click or tap the banner to shop online at Amazon Fresh.
Turn to Broadway and Hollywood. Put that parka on and waltz the morning away. Julie Andrews.
Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me. Everlasting, but love
for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for the children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. But love fell out, yes, love fell out, yes, love fell out with me.
Billy May with Francis Albert Sinatra.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. Sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall.
Now, excuse me there, Mr. Carl Grayson. I'll tell this little girl all about this year's situation. Now, honey child, you knows that you always seem to break the, with a hasty word that you just can't seem to recall. Honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie. Now then, if this boy, now mind you, I says, if this year boy done broke your heart last night, honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie, it's because he love you the most of all.
Guess who that was? Oh, come on. Lynn Lee Jones or Spike to you.
Always hurts.
And for real.
The one you love.
Al Martino.
The one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest hearts with a hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of
all. El Martino, Johnny Fontaine. It was supposed to be Vic Damone. Vic didn't want to do that part. Jimmy Durante. Everybody out there on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, Oshkosh in Appleton. WISS 1100 98.3. We're going to be on only till 11 there. You can continue listening on civicmedia.us.
Durante in a symphonic mood. Or should I say mellow mood? Anyway, folks, it's a mood. Thank you.
just had my butler turn the lights down low. He came in unannounced.
There's Jimmy at the keyboard, what an artist.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh, 'cause I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand. That's true. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. You know I do. I can't tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. Bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Singing with me, please. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going. Come on. And for weeks they've been sewing. Every Susie and Sal, they're congregating. Parson's waiting for me and my gal. And someday we're going to build a little home for two or three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal.
Ding dong, ding dong. Ding dong, do you know why they're ringing? Do you know why the birds are singing? Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Susie and Sal, they're congregating.
Here's the church
for me and my gal.
And here's the steeple.
The parson's waiting.
Open the door
for me and my gal.
And here's the steeple.
And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been going to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. They've been sewing something old, something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a true. So for my gal, they're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home
for two
or three
or four
or five
or maybe more.
Love,
for me and my girl.
Remember this one?
Why, no. I haven't the slightest idea. Tell me, what can't you eat for breakfast?
Lunch and a dinner.
As Judy and Jean.
There once was a boy from the town of Napoli who sang a song so very soft and tenderly. He met a little girl with a flower in her hair. So he sang a song and now they're such a happy pair. Oh, let the bells keep ringing, let them ring out with joy. Let them send their love, yes, for every girl and boy. Oh, let the bells keep ringing, let them ring out with joy. Let them send out their happy love.
Happy love.
Well, this boy and girl took a walk one day down to the sands near a moonlit bay. They talked and they talked till there was love light in their eyes. Then they kissed until the morning sun did rise. Oh, let the bells keep.
Judy Garland. And now Judy Holliday. 1968. 1960, Bells Are Ringing, on Broadway and later in film, with Dino Martino, Andre Previn. We lost Judy 50 years ago this year. Here's Judy Holliday.
Dearest, dearest, one thing I know, everything I feel for you started many ages ago. Long before I knew sure I'd find you someday, somehow. I pictured someone who'd walk and talk and smile as you do, who'd make me feel as you do right now.
Earl Wrightson, I think, does the best version. Here he is.
Long before I knew you, long before I met you, I was sure I'd find you someday, somehow. Someone who'd walk and talk and smile as you do.
Norman Parris produced that with Earl Wrightson. Great tune, I think the best from Bells of, almost said Bells of St. Mary. There's some good songs in there too, but yeah, there's a story with Bells. You know what? I think I'll tell you about that story. Earl Wrightson, I have his album. He didn't make that many, unfortunately, for the rest of us, especially fans of our program. But Mel Torme, along that same line, Roberta Flack, had the first hit with this. Oh, Bells Are Ringing, 1956. Made into a film in 60.
The first time ever I saw your face, ever I saw.
Originated in Play Misty for Me. Here's a song from Bells of St. Mary.
There's a land of beginning again, where skies are always blue. We've made mistakes, that's true. Let's forget the past and start life anew. Though we've wandered by a river of tears, where sunshine won't come through. Let's find that paradise where sorrow can't live, and learn the teachings of forget and forgive. In the land of beginning again, where broken dreams come true.
In the land.
Sunshine won't come through. Let's find that paradise where sorrow can't live, and learn the teaching of forget and forgive. In the land of beginning again,
from the Bells of St. Mary. Leo McCarey, the director, he wrote quite a few songs himself. Rather a modest man, but he directed a classic. It was a sequel to Going My Way 3 years earlier. Leo McCarey wrote An Affair to Remember for his picture, 1957. Vic Damone did it. And there really was a Sister Benedict that was Leo's sister, and St. Mary's in Hollywood, she too suffered from tuberculosis, like the fictional one, 1947. Another tribute to Major Houlihan from MASH.
TV legend who brought warmth and strength to our screens. Loretta Swit, best known for her role as Major Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan in the iconic series MASH, passed away today at 87. Swit was a shining star who won 2 Emmy Awards for her incredible performance, bringing depth and humanity to a character that started as high-strung and militaristic. From 1972 to 1983, she captivated audiences, transforming Hot Lips into a beloved figure with dignity and compassion. Beyond MASH, Loretta Swit's career spanned both television and theater, leaving an indelible mark on the hearts of TV fans everywhere. Her publicist, Harlan Bowl, announced her passing earlier today. While she's no longer with us, Loretta Swit's legacy lives on in the laughter and tears she brought to millions of viewers. Thank you, Loretta, for making our screens a little brighter. Rest in peace. If you enjoyed the video and want to honor the legends we grew up with...
It's a shame she didn't do more albums. Here's Loretta Swit.
The apple tree blossoms in the breeze. Time goes by.
Music of the Stars. This is Norman Lubaugh.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. Same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Loretta is a wonderful person who has. She really was responsible for her characters growing. And the character was known originally as Hot Lips, and I think in the scripts continued to be called Hot Lips, but was called Margaret by the characters after the first couple of years, or first, I don't know how many years, because she wasn't a one-joke character anymore, partly because Loretta insisted on people, on writers, finding out who this person was. And she would have long talks with them, and I'm sure she annoyed them at times, because especially if you have a joke that works, you want to keep doing that joke. The trouble is, if you hit the same note over and over again, not only does the actor get bored, but I think the audience gets bored. And I think everybody was able to work toward the woman that was Margaret Houlihan instead of the joke that was Hot Lips Houlihan. And I think the show benefited from it. I'm sure it did.
Music of the Stars. Good morning to all our affiliates on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oshkosh Appleton, we're going to be losing you today for an hour, but the show continues elsewhere. You can pick it up live, continuing at civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us. And Green Bay, we're going to lose you too. 1590 WGBW. Same thing. Click us in, civicmedia.us. Morning, Hayward, WBZH, at 910, 96.9. June, everybody, and then you go, yeah, right. I'll let the weatherman explain why it's so chilly for the month. In fact, that's coming up. Stick around. The music of the stars. To do some music from this particular picture, a personal favorite, The Best of Everything. Right about now, we need that, huh? Not second or third. Johnny Mathis will begin the series on our final hour. And I'll tell you the story of that 59 picture.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Dozens are feared dead after reports that Israeli tanks opened fire near a food aid center in Gaza. This as the UN warns of catastrophic hunger there. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Tel Aviv.
The UN calls the besieged Palestinian territory the, quote, hungriest place on earth because of Israel's continued harsh restrictions on aid.
Smoke from wildfires in Canada have drifted to parts of the Midwest, causing poor air quality. Not the first time, says meteorologist Brian Jackson with the Weather Prediction Center.
We've had similar cases of this over the last few years. It's more of the same in terms of smoke lingering over portions of the country.
The Indiana Pacers are heading to the NBA Finals after beating the Knicks last night. Coach Rick Carlisle.
Getting to the NBA Finals is an accomplishment, but if you start looking at it that way, you'll go into it with the wrong mindset.
Last time they made it to the championships was in 2000. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Don Rosen.